know what virtual means in our world today? Virtual? Okay, have you heard, well, you can fly a plane virtually. We've all kind of heard of that. Microsoft Flight. So on a computer, you can actually kind of get the feel, kinda, of flying a plane or a jet. You can virtually drive a car. You can virtually operate in an operating room. That one makes me a little nervous, though I know many of our students in medical schools are learning some good skills, and I would prefer that they practice on the dummies first. Now, back to my students. Okay, today we're going to do a little virtual baking, and I need your help. So just sit right there. Not quite. You're going to virtually help Garrett from there. All right. We're going to bake something. Let's say we're going to bake some bread. So today, on my recipe, we have four items that we're going to put in. So I'm going to have you vote in just a minute, because you didn't know you're going to get tested in church today, did you? All right, so listen carefully. I have four ingredients. I have my flour, which might be whole wheat or unbleached or something else. I have my liquid, which could be a number of things. I have sometimes a little bit of a binder, which might be oil or fat or something like that. And then I have my salt. So here's the question. Let me get the first item out. Can I make more noise? Sounds like me in my kitchen. All right, here's this size container. I'll show the audience, okay? I have this size container. And of course, this size with a small handle. And then what looks like some very small little spoons. So my four ingredients, ladies and gentlemen, please, audience, hold your voting. This is only for the front row. Who thinks, or what would we put in the large container with this recipe? Garrett. Flour, I think. Who thinks we should put flour in this container? Raise your hand. It's almost a consensus, not quite. They're not sure. Okay, we could put milk in there. Could we put milk or water in this one? Okay, this young lady's voting for water. And who would vote for water or liquid in this one? Raise your hand. Okay, that's a quorum right there. Now for our oil or a binder or maybe an egg or whatever we might add to our recipe, do you think this would fit this one? Possibly, maybe. Okay, what would we use on these? Maybe the last ingredient, would that be this, possibly? Let's talk about this last ingredient for a minute then, since we brought that up. Salt, can we leave salt out of our recipe? We can. Does it change the flavor of what we're cooking? It does. Many of us need a little bit of salt to season and flavor it. Can we leave any other ingredient out? Probably not. The only optional one might be the salt, but it does make it kind of bland. How many of you, okay, we're going to go back to the audience out there. How many of you have heard of the covenant of salt? Well, I'm in good company because I learned something new as I was preparing for this. The covenant of salt is one of the oldest and most enduring covenants in the Old Testament. Whenever two parties got together and we agreed on something, for instance, Blake, you and I are going to agree to be friends. We're going to shake on it. I'm going to invite you over to my tent because we're living in biblical times. And we're going to have a meal. And on that meal, I'm going to take the salt and I'm going to spread it on the meal. And that signifies we have an unbreakable covenant. The covenant of salt was for eternity. And so, in the old days, there were some pretty severe penalties if you broke that covenant of salt. But, as we all know, I was baking one day, and I wasn't paying attention. I think I was thinking about something else, and I put too much salt. I thought it was probably something else in here and put it in my recipe. How good were those biscuits when I finished? Whew. Even the goat wouldn't eat them. So I was going to put my family through that. So in terms of salt, a little bit of salt adds to the character, adds to the flavor, makes it taste good. Too much salt destroys the character and the flavor. And let me share this with you. And I want you to also notice I am now into the Reader's Digest type size, which is a sad commentary on aging. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. If you have your Bibles, feel free. Now listen to this, kids, because I want you to remember this. This is a pretty cool verse that I never really paid attention to. Conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders. Who are outsiders? People who do not believe in Jesus. Making the most of the time, meaning use your time wisely. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. Not a lot of salt, not too little salt, but just the right amount of salt, which many of the commentaries equate to wisdom. So treating people outside of our fellowship wisely with a little salt, and the Lord will provide opportunity for you to share your love for Jesus. Thank you for listening so nicely, and I'll let you go back to your... I think we have some plates that you'll be picking up. So thank you very much.